It's over for Alberta high school teacher Renu Mathew in the 2024 edition of CBC's The Great Pottery Throwdown. Mathew was eliminated March 14 during episode 6 of the series. Five potters remained out of the original 10 who took part when the series began. Now four remain. In episode 6, Mathew finished last among the five participating potters in a challenge in which they had to attach handles to cups. They were judged on how many cups they could finish that way and how smoothly they were attached. The big challenge in this episode was to make 9 pieces of dinnerware. Mathew created a variety of shapes to go with each dish to be served, one of which she described as a kind of chaise lounge. Finally, it came time for her set to be judged. "I'm drawn to these darker glazed ones a lot," said Natalie Waddell, a professional potter and educator. "I saw a hint of this really intriguing texture and color on the bottom. I wish that there was a little more of a transfer or a transition into the other surface, and so it looks like a very timid version of the outside," Waddell said in reference to one. "Yeah, I'm really enjoying also how you've handled the material and how your pinching or carving has sort of translated into the form," said Brendan Tang, a Vancouver-based ceramics artist. He said he would have liked to have seen a little more movement in one or two of her pieces, where he felt the pinching didn't go far enough. Tang liked the effect in Mathew's chaise lounge piece, where it was sprinkled with a bit of pink. "It's such a subtle gesture. I like it so much that I'm like, oh, I wish I could have seen some blushes here and there," he said. When food was placed on Mathew's plates, the judges and host Jennifer Robertson all said, "Wow. This set has come to life," said Tang. When it came time to make the decision as to who would stay and who would go, Tang and Waddell singled out Mathew as one potter who struggled with the challenges. "I felt with her set there were some really hot pieces, but then there were other areas where the transitions were a little awkward," Tang said. "I would have loved to see some of the labor she had on the underside, unseen areas transfer onto the top. When it's this close, we really should consider the second challenge, where Renu came in last," he said. "I guess at this level, when we only have five potters left, these small details are really what determines the outcome," Robertson said. "We will miss you so much, Renu," Robertson said as the decision was announced. "It's been so much fun, with some great people," Mathew said. "It's all good, it's all good," Mathew said as she received hugs from her fellow competitors, judges and Robertson. "Renu, we're really going to miss you in the pottery," Tang said. "It was an absolute pleasure getting to know you and your work through this competition, and thank you for sharing that with us," Waddell said. "Thank you, it's been wonderful," Mathew replied. "I feel so lucky that I've been able to be a part of this experience, so I'm going out on a high and I'm very happy with that," she said as she prepared to depart the set. "I'm so grateful, so thank you. I love her with all my heart. She's great," said Kiefer Florial, one of the competitors, noting Mathew now returns to teaching students, not just 26-year-old kids, such as himself.